This is the latest installment of a seven-year-long saga between the world's two largest makers of jetliners. The Europeans are grudgingly withdrawing the supports they gave Airbus. Among its findings, the WTO said France, Germany, and other countries made loans to Airbus at low rates. That gave the European firm an unfair advantage over Boeing. EU trade spokesman John Clancy says that's now been corrected.
Through this package, we address all categories of subsidies, all forms of adverse effects, and all models of Airbus aircraft covered by the WTO rulings.
U.S. trade officials say they'll be looking closely to make sure the Europeans have actually dismantled the illegal supports given to Airbus. But the WTO also found that Boeing benefited from illegal government subsidies, too. A final ruling on that case is expected early next year. I'm Liam Moriarty in Normandy, France.